We're so thankful.
Oh, Padre, estamos tan
agradecidos. So grateful for your presence with us, Lord.
Agradecido por tu presencia con nosotros, Señor.
We're so thankful, Lord, to know you are truly a holy and righteous God.
Agradecido de saber que tú eres un santo y santo Dios.
And Lord, there was a great separation made.
Hubo una gran separación hecha.
Because of our sinfulness, our wickedness.
De nuestra maldad y pecado.
Each of us being born in sin.
Cada uno de nosotros nacido en iniquidad.
Born with a stain upon us.
Con una mancha en nosotros nacidos.
Full of corruption.
Llenos de corrupción.
Full of hearts of evil.
Llenos de corazón de maldad.
And yet you by your grace.
Y a pesar de eso, tú por tu gracia.
Made a way through your son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hiciste un camino a través de tu hijo, el Señor Jesucristo.
Through the blood.
A través de la sangre.
And through the application of the blood through the new covenant.
De la aplicación de la sangre a través del nuevo pacto.
By the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
A través del bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
Lord, that blood, Señor, that token is applied.
Esa sangre, esa señal está aplicada.
And when you look at us, you don't see sinful, miserable wretches.
Tú no miras pecaminosos gente.
But you see people that have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Que ha sido lavada en la sangre.
Bearing the very
Jesus
righteousness of Jesus Christ himself.
La misma justicia de
not because of anything
mismo.
That we've done,
no por algo que hicimos nosotros,
but because of what you have accomplished for
por lo que tú has logrado y hecho por nosotros.
All things are of you and from you and
todas
unto you, Lord.
Tuyas, Padre.
Nothing is of ourselves.
Nada es de nosotros.
It's your gift. It's your grace.
Tu don, tu gracia.
And we look to you, Lord.
Y te miramos a ti, Padre.
Our desire is for you.
Nuestro deseo es por ti.
Because you placed within us your very life.
Porque tú pusiste en nosotros tu mismísima vida.
Our passion is to line ourselves up with the word.
Nuestra pasión es alinearnos nosotros con la palabra.
Our passion isn't to see how close we can get to the world.
Nuestra pasión no es mirar qué tan cerca podemos llegar.
Our passion isn't to see how much we can compromise.
Como cuánto podemos comprometer.
But our passion is to see how deeply we can get into Jesus Christ.
Qué tan profundamente podemos entrar en Jesucristo.
Fill us with your spirit, Lord.
Llénanos con tu espíritu, Señor.
Fill us with the life of Jesus.
Con la vida de Jesús, llénanos.
Not just a word, something we say,
no tan solo una palabra o algo que decimos,
but a reality of our heart,
pero una realidad de nuestro corazón,
that's expressed by the passion and the things that we seek after.
Por la pasión y la cosa que buscamos.
We all want to have the good
todos
things
queremos tener las buenas cosas
of this life,
de esta vida,
but they can never really come to us
pero nunca puede realmente venir
unless
a nosotros
we first seek the kingdom and your righteousness.
Que primero busquemos tu reino y tu justicia.
Because anything out of that is corruption.
Porque nada fuera de eso es corrupción.
Anything out of that is evil, Lord.
Fuera de eso es maldad.
Conform our hearts and minds to your word.
Conforma nuestros corazones y mentes a tu palabra.
Take the world out of us.
Toma el mundo fuera de nosotros.
Put in your light and your love, Lord.
Pon tu vida y tu amor.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Pedimos en el nombre de Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
I've been so thankful to be here
tan agradecido de
Minnesota,
estar aquí, en Minnesota
at the end of a very long
al final de una muy larga
travel schedule and
un horario
I've been,
de viaje.
Been home, I think, 2 days since
estoy
July 30th.
En casa creo dos veces desde el and, 30 y
I think we've slept in 11 different cities.
Creo que dormimos en diferentes 7 ciudades.
Or I have, Amy, 9 different cities. And we're a little worse for wear, you could say.
Un poquito peor de donde, podría usted decir.
I was sitting this morning praying and starting to feel sorry for myself. Something reminded me of the scripture in Corinthians. Be strong. Quit you like men. Act like men.
Actúa como hombre.
So we're gonna act like men this morning, amen.
Actuar como hombre en esta mañana.
The Lord is our strength.
El Señor es nuestra fuerza.
Regardless of our situation.
No importa nuestra situación.
Regardless of our circumstances.
Aún de nuestras circunstancias.
He's with us.
Él está con nosotros.
So I'm gonna speak on the subject. Seven women take hold of one man.
En el tema echarán de mano de un hombre siete mujeres.
I want to read the scripture Isaiah 4,
Isaiah 4:1-2.
Then you can take your seats.
Y se pueden sentar.
And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, "We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach."
Echarán mano de un hombre siete mujeres en aquel tiempo, diciendo, nosotros comeremos de nuestro pan y nos vestiremos de nuestras ropas. Solamente permitirnos llevar tu nombre.
In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel.
En aquel tiempo el renuevo de Jehová será para hermosura y gloria, y el fruto de la tierra para grandeza y honra a los sobrevivientes de Israel.
May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word. You could be seated.
Se pueden sentar, que el Señor añada su bendición a la...
So when we look at this scripture,
cuando usted mira esta escritura,
you know, you can see the spiritual application,
puede mirar la aplicación espiritual,
in our day.
En nuestro día.
And I want to look at this,
y quiero mirar hacia esto,
just as Brother Branham did many times,
así como el hermano Branham lo hizo muchas veces,
flowing in from the natural and the spiritual and back
de lo
and
natural
forth.
Y a lo espiritual.
You can see the condition of the women in this day.
Mirar la condición de la mujer en este día.
Then you can understand the condition of the church in this day.
La condición de la iglesia en este día.
And so when we look at this, we want to understand this in both directions.
Va en las dos direcciones.
You see,
usted mira,
as we look at this scripture,
conforme miramos la escritura,
seven women,
siete mujeres,
will take hold of one man.
Echarán mano de un hombre.
It popped in my head in the back. This isn't seven brides for seven brothers.
Esos no son siete novias para siete hermanos.
But it's seven brides for one brother.
Siete novias para un hermano.
And this is not a positive thing.
Y esto no es una cosa positiva.
They say to the man,
ellos dicen
say,
al hombre,
"We're going to take hold of you."
Te voy a tomar.
So they're going to. It says to seize. Or to grab hold tightly,
para tomar, para
support by grabbing hold,
para soportar, y agarrando.
So it's far from the position of a woman,
la posición de una mujer.
In the Bible,
en la Biblia,
to seize a man,
el agarrar o tomar un hombre,
that's not the character of a woman.
Ese no es el carácter.
But here, she's seizing him.
Pero aquí ellas
you're
lo
mine.
Toman y dicen, tú eres mío.
Now I'm just going to tell you right now, you're going to be uncomfortable.
Ahora, les voy a decir ahorita,
I'm going to make you uncomfortable, and you might be offended,
los voy a hacer
but we follow the Bible.
This is our, la Biblia.
This is the book that we follow.
Este es el libro que es
I don't care what
no
the world says.
Lo que el mundo dice.
I don't care what the world system says.
No, lo que el
it's a lie.
Mundial dice es una mentira.
And we are continually told through education, through science, through civilization,
diciéndonos a través de esta sociedad, de la escuela,
the tenets of feminism. And you're listening to it and you don't even realize you're taking it in and you'll easily become offended at the Bible and the message. So I want to warn you now is don't filter it through your filter. Filter it through God's filter. Okay, that's very important right now. I preach this sermon in many places. And everyone, every place I've been, there's been spiritual warfare. On me, and during the service when I preached it. Whether it's in overseas or here.
Sea en ultramar o aquí.
Satan hates this message.
Satanás odia este mensaje.
Satan's against this message.
Está en contra de este mensaje.
Why? Because it's the very place he's attacking right now to destroy society.
Para destruir la sociedad.
So I want to ask you a question.
So quiero hacer una pregunta.
The foundations have been destroyed of this nación and this world.
Y este mundo.
And the foundations of home and family and the roles of men and women.
De hombre y mujer.
And we have a big problem because this same thing will creep into you as a believer, into the church.
Vendrá usted como creyente,
the
como
same thinking.
El mismo pensamiento.
And it's a horrible thing.
Y es una cosa horrible.
We don't have to pattern ourselves after the ways of the world.
Echarnos al patrón siguiendo al mundo.
Well, you say our culture demands it.
Bueno, answer.
Our culture demands
nuestra
it.
Cultura lo demanda.
Your culture, your job might demand you to work on Sunday.
Su trabajo actual no es le demande que trabaje los domingos.
But if, I don't mean to be harsh, but if you have faith,
yo no quiero ser duro,
you'll say, I don't work on Sunday.
Yo no trabajo. Usted diría, no, yo
I fear the Lord.
Yo tengo, le temo
you
al
can
Señor.
Take your job and
usted
shove it if you want to make me work on Sunday.
Y yeah.
I had to do it.
Si me quieren hacer trabajar en los domingos.
They backpedaled so fast.
Yep.
They backpedaled from what they said so quickly. You have to take your stand. You have to trust God. You say, I can't do it. I can't tithe. I can't give an offering because I can't afford it. I have a question. Do you believe in God? Do you trust God at all? Because if you do, you'll obey him. Even if it doesn't fit with the world system, because God has promised to take care of you and provide for you if you seek his kingdom first. So the spirit of feminism has come not only on this world, but into the church.
Hacia la iglesia.
And it's women's rights.
Y son los derechos
and
de
at its very foundation,
y su misma
it's corruption.
Es corrupción.
It's throwing off yeah. God's created order
yeah.
sacando el orden de la creación de
and
Dios.
The declared truth of his word. The declared truth of his word.
Y de la declaración de la verdad de su palabra.
And I'm just going to offend you right away. Brother Branham said that the corruption of this nation came when women got the vote.
De este mundo vino cuando se le dio el
and I used to read it and say, oop.
Y yo antes lo leía y decía, oh,
what's going on here?
¿Qué está pasando aquí?
But you can see
usted puede mirar
today the fruits of this.
Los frutos de esto.
Brother Branham said a woman gets out of her place when she starts to vote.
Lugar cuando él, ella comienza a
why?
Votar.
Because it puts her in the political
porque
system
la pone en el
in the place of a man.
En un lugar de hombre.
A woman has no business
la mujer
in politics.
No tiene negocios en las políticas.
All right, you're offended. It's fine by me.
Si usted está ofendida, está bien por mí.
This is what our prophet taught. And we're seeing the fruit of what's happening today. You think it's a good thing right now? What our world is going through? You want to get, make it better like this? More like this? You want to make it more evil? You say, oh, it's got nothing to do with it. The trans garbage and trash that's being put forward is a direct result of attacking God's order in the family. Oh, no, it's different. It's separate. No, it's not separate. It's an exact result of saying there's no difference between genders. There's no difference between men and women. The Bible is supporting the patriarchy. The patriarchy is a biblical thing. It's not a bad word. Men are to lead in the home, in the church, in politics, in the spheres. That's what they're supposed to be. The man is supposed to take the hits and the beating and be the fighter and be the protector. And a woman is supposed to be in the home, raising the children, taking care of the home. That's God's created order. You might not like it, but that's not my problem. God has an order, and when we get out of order, it leads to all kinds of corruptions and perversions. The next thing you know, and guaranteed, pedophilia will be someone's right.
Pedofilia sería el derecho de alguien.
What a corruption.
¿Qué corrupción?
They are already grooming people for that.
Ellos están guiando a la gente
through these transgender stripteases in schools, in libraries. And they think it's normal. They're demon-possessed people.
Es gente poseída por el demonio.
This is our church of today.
Esta es nuestra iglesia de hoy.
Seven women take hold of one man. They take hold of Christ. And say, we will eat our own bread.
Nosotros haremos nuestro propio.
We'll provide our own preaching of the word.
Nosotros proveeremos nuestra propia.
We don't want the anointed preaching of the Bible. We want to appeal to the culture. We want to appeal to this culture.
Queremos pedir a esta cultura.
I want to tear the culture down.
Yo quiero destruir la cultura.
I want to burn it to the ground.
Quiero quemarla.
Spiritually speaking.
Espiritualmente.
Why? Because it's a perversion. It's destroying lives. It's destroying homes. It's destroying families. They don't even have homes and families. Go to a public school and look around. How many divorce cases are there? How many children are there whose parents are broke up? God hates divorce.
Dios odia el divorcio.
Everybody wants to test God and fight God. They're going to learn someday what testing and fighting God results in. So they take their own bread.
Toman su propio pan.
They wear their own clothing.
Llevan su propio ropaje.
What a type.
¿Qué tipo?
Bread being the bread of life, the word of God.
Del pan, siendo el pan de vida.
They want their own doctrinal stance of the word.
Y ellos quieren su propia doctrina.
We want women preachers.
Queremos mujeres predicadoras.
We want women elders.
No ancianos.
We want to do it our way.
Queremos hacerlo de
we want to follow our teaching.
No queremos seguir nuestra,
our own teaching.
Nuestra propia
we don't want the vindicated
enseñanza.
Teaching.
No queremos la, enseñanza vindicada.
They say, we want to dress ourselves.
Queremos vestirnos nosotros mismas.
You're going to dress yourself.
Se van a vestir ustedes mismas.
But it's not going to be in what God, Christ would dress you with.
Pero no va a ser en lo que,
and it says,
lo que Cristo lo
vestiría. Only this,
y dice, solo esto,
let me be called by your name.
Déjame llevar tu nombre.
They want to be called ellos after the name of Jesus Christ.
Siguiendo
because that takes
Cristo.
Away our reproach.
Porque eso quita nuestro reproche.
Can you imagine Lutheran people
gente luterana,
taking the name of Jesus Christ
el nombre
upon
de
themselves?
Cristo para ellos mismos?
The Bible is a myth book. That's what their
la
seminary
Biblia,
teaches.
Es un mito. Eso es lo que ellos dicen.
The Bible's a myth book.
Es un libro de mito.
Yeah, it's such a myth you can literally go to Mount Sinai
tan mito que usted puede ir
and see every evidence of Mount Sinai. You can go to Israel. You see every evidence of this this great mythology.
De esta mitología griega.
That it's an actual historical fact and it's seen
hecho histórico
with your own eyes.
Que lo han mirado
but there's no one as blind as those who would not want to see.
Pero no hay nadie tan ciego como aquellos que no
quieren ver. In Lutheran Church and Methodist.
Iglesia, metodista,
can you imagine they call themselves
Batista,
called out a church?
Se puede imaginar ellos mismos ser llamados
it's
llamados
a joke.
Fuera, la iglesia.
They are the world.
Ellos son
they
el
are
ellos
the
son,
house of the devil.
Ellos son la casa
the Catholic Church.
La iglesia católica.
They're almost better than most of them.
Oh,
to be honest with you.
Mejor que la mayoría de ellos.
They're more leaning towards
se están inclinando más hacia
the Bible than most of them churches. Can you imagine?
La Biblia que la mayoría de las iglesias.
That's how far it's come.
Así es que tan lejos ha llegado.
Brother Branham said in 1965 that if the Pentecostal church continued this way, they'd be far worse than the Catholic church.
La iglesia pentecostal seguiría tanto por este camino que iba tan mal.
Prophecy fulfilled. Right, Brother Russ?
Profecía cumplida, correcto, hermano?
You see all these things. They say they're called out from the world. They look exactly with precision like the world. And then you want to pattern yourself after that? Or at least get real close to it? Come on. We're not following the world. We're not following their apparel and their bread. But thank God, in verse 2, there's hope. There will be a branch of the Lord, the bride of Christ, and she'll be beautiful and glorious. And the fruit will be excellent and comely. The very life that they manifest will be beautiful and glorious in the sight of God. You know that the world has a definition of what's beautiful? They're insane.
Están locos.
But God has a definition of what is beautiful. It's very different.
Es muy diferente.
Character.
Yes, that's right.
Character is God's definition.
Yeah. Carácter es la definición.
So Exodus 21:10. Of course, different context, but I want you to just see that there is such a. I'm not going to have you read it. There's a duty of marriage.
Hay una obligación del matrimonio.
And it's not the duty of marriage is for the man. To provide for the woman. It's not the duty of the woman to provide for the man. See, in Isaiah 4, verse 1, the woman is saying, I'll take that on myself. Just let me take your name to take away my reproach. I don't need you, basically. But here in the Bible says there's a duty that a man has in marriage.
En el matrimonio,
food, clothes, comida, housing.
Vestidura y casa.
In recognizing your day and its message,
reconociendo tu día en ese mensaje,
Brother Branham says,
el hermano Branham dice,
they don't recognize 2 Timothy 3,
no reconocen 2 Timoteo 3,
where it said, in the last days, men would be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God.
En los últimos días, los hombres serán cabezas altas, orgullosos, amantes de placer más que amantes de Dios.
Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, and despisers of those that are good, the bride, see? Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For this kind will go, that'll go from house to house and lead silly women.
Por este tipo irá de casa a casa y llevarán mujeres.
Silly women led away with diverse lusts, never learning or never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Mujeres insensatas llevadas por diversos deseos, nunca aprendiendo, nunca.
Never, they wouldn't do it and they won't do it. God said so. Tener
conocimiento de la verdad y nunca lo harán. Dios lo dice.
And blind Pharisee, can't you see it?
Y fariseo ciego, ¿no lo puedes tú mirar?
I'm not angry, I'm just driving the nail in and clenching it.
Tan solo estoy clavando el clavo.
Neither does the churches recognize this.
Tampoco la iglesia lo reconoce esto.
The women can't understand it.
La mujer no lo puede entender.
They're supposed.
Se supone que.
Silly women led away with diverse lusts.
Guiadas por diversos deseos.
Hollywood, all this kind of stuff, bobbed hair,
Hollywood, todo ese tipo
wearing
de
shorts, wearing makeups,
cabello de esta manera,
all this kind of stuff, short, which is unbecoming.
Usando, máscara, todo ese tipo de cosas.
Do you know the woman plays a great part in the last days?
Yeah. No, bienvenido. ¿Sabes que la mujer juega una gran parte en estos últimos días?
You know the Bible said that?
¿Usted sabe que la Biblia dice eso?
That those who escape out of this great damnation will be a beautiful branch before the Lord.
Que aquellos que escapan de esta gran condenación serán un renuevo hermoso delante del Señor.
Someday I'll get to it, the Lord willing for it, for you women.
Algún día llegaré a ellos, el Señor, con la voluntad del Señor. Para ustedes, mujeres.
Let you see what God thinks of the woman that really escapes the damnation of this day. She said she would be beautiful.
Dios piensa de esta mujer que escapó esta condenación en este día. Y dice, ella es hermosa.
I heard a woman the other day laughing at.
Una mujer el otro día riéndose a esto.
A girl, a bunch of half-naked females with morals lower than a mother dog.
Un montón de mujeres femeninas medio desnudas. Con morales más baja que una perra.
Laughing at an old woman with a long dress.
Riéndose a una vieja mujer con un vestido largo.
Listen here, you little twisted up female. She's got something you know nothing about.
Mujer torcida. Ella tiene algo de lo que tú no sabes.
She's got moral.
Ella tiene moral.
You don't even know what the name is.
Tú no sabes lo que el nombre es.
You lost it in the cradle almost. You don't even know right from wrong. She does.
Casi. Tú no sabes reconocer de lo correcto y lo incorrecto. Ella sí lo sabe.
She's got something hidden in her heart that you don't know nothing about.
Ella tiene algo escondido en su corazón que tú no tienes ni idea de lo que es.
You lost it, can never find it.
Nunca lo puedes encontrar.
Don't you call her old-fashioned and so forth like that?
Vieja moda o cosas así.
She knows something that you don't know nothing about.
Ella sabe algo que tú no sabes nada acerca de.
She's got hidden in her heart treasure of decency.
Ella tiene escondido en su corazón tesoro de decencia.
You don't know one word of it.
Tú no sabes ni una palabra de ello.
Your mammy brought you up like that. Your pastor permitted it. Show where it goes where he stands.
Tu madre te crió así. Tu pastor lo permitió. Muestra dónde tú te paras.
I'm preaching about him right now here.
Estoy predicando acerca de él ahorita mismo aquí.
Amen. And as we look at this,
conforme miramos esto,
we see that
miramos que
a real woman,
nuestra mujer real,
who's a branch of the Lord,
la cual es un renuevo del Señor,
she's pushing back and holding back the fires of hell.
Empujando para atrás.
As they come to consume the family, as they come to consume the society, the very reason this world has not been destroyed yet, one of the very reasons is you sisters who have taken the Bible as your absolute and said, regardless of what the devil's world does, I'm going to obey the word of God, the clear teaching of the Bible.
La enseñanza de la Biblia.
I don't care what, if they make fun of me,
si
call me old-fashioned. This world is full of people
mundo está
who have
lleno
given
de
their hearts blindly
sus corazones
to a demonic teaching.
A una enseñanza demoníaca.
You say they don't know any better.
Ellos no saben nada mejor.
That's right.
Eso es correcto.
So why don't you tell them?
So, ¿por qué no le dice?
Don't be influenced by them.
No sea usted
don't be pulled into what they're
no
trying to do and trying to push down your throat.
Hacen y tratar de que usted lo haga.
God designed,
diseñó,
he designed clothes to cover your body.
La ropa
he
para
designed
su cuerpo.
Clothes
diseñó
in the very beginning.
En el mismísimo
what did Adam and Eve do when they sinned?
Que lo que ellos vestían,
they put on a bikini.
Se pusieron un bikini.
Just the bottoms.
Tan solo las partes
just
íntimas.
A fig leaf.
Tan solo una hoja de
they
olivo.
Thought, oh, okay,
ellos pensaron,
that helps a little bit.
Eso ayuda un poquito.
But then the presence of God
pero
came to walk in the garden,
de Dios
and they ran, and they hid.
Ahí en el jardín de
God said, why did you hide?
Y se escondieron. Y Dios les dijo, ¿por qué
he said,
escondieron?
We hid because we were naked.
Estábamos desnudos.
So even with a fig leaf, they were naked.
Hojas de olivo. Estaban desnudos.
See, and so God says,
Dios
not
dice,
sufficient.
No es suficiente.
The first clothes designers is Adam and Eve.
Los primeros señores
fashion designers.
De moda fueron Adán y Eva.
And God said, no.
No.
You may not dress this way.
Tú no puedes vestir de esta manera.
That's nakedness.
Eso es desnudez.
I'm going to give you a covering.
Te voy a dar una cubierta.
And the Bible says he gave them coats of skins.
Dice que le dio vestiduras de pieles.
This word coats of skins is
esta
the word kutanet.
Es la palabra what?
Kutanet.
Kutanet.
In Hebrew.
En hebreo.
And it speaks of a garment
habla de
that covers from the neck to below the knee.
Desde el cuello hasta abajo de la rodilla.
Whatever, if you're sitting, running, whatever you're doing, covers from the neck to below the knee.
Que sea, lo cubre usted desde el cuello hasta abajo de
and
la
many
rodilla.
Times it would go all the way to the ankles.
Bajaría todo hasta su pie.
This was God's way of doing it.
Esta es la
this was
de
God's
haciéndolo.
Approach of doing
ese
it.
El acercamiento de Dios haciéndolo.
In the New Testament,
en el
Paul
Nuevo Testamento, Pablo
uses a different word.
Usa una palabra
in 1 Timothy 2:9,
Primera de Timoteo 2:9,
he says,
él dice,
let the women dress themselves in modest apparel.
Las mujeres se vistan con un vestidura modesta.
This word vestidura. Apparel is
esta palabra, vestidura,
the word katastole.
Es la, una palabra catestoli.
The word stole is a normal word for used for clothing.
Esto es una palabra normal para usar para vestir.
It simply means a tunic.
Simplemente significa túnica.
But Paul wanted to make a distinction of the normal way that the Romans and the Greeks dressed.
Forma normal que los griegos y los romanos
which many times their tunic didn't go to their knee.
Veces su túnica no bajaba hasta su rodilla.
So Paul added to this word and used the word kata.
Hizo esta palabra kata,
which means letting down.
Que significa dejando que llegue.
In other words,
abajo.
You should wear, sisters, palabra, a modest, long dress.
Deberían vestir un modesto vestido largo.
And the same would apply.
Y lo mismo aplicaba.
Always below the knee.
Todo el tiempo abajo de la rodilla.
This is what God speaks in His word.
Dios habla en su palabra.
And the purpose isn't just to follow a rule.
Solo seguir una regla.
The purpose is to have a spirit of modesty.
Un espíritu de modestia.
If you just follow the rule,
tan solo sigue la regla,
and Brother Branham says you can do that,
usted puede hacer
and
esto,
still look like a skinned-down wiener.
Y todo puede usted mirarse en cierta manera.
Like just you're pushed right into a a little mini skirt, and it could go below your knee.
Y puede usted,
but that's not following the scripture.
Mini vestido apretado y puede ir a un bajar de su rodilla.
It says modest, no es, no modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety. Shamefacedness and sobriety.
Vergüenza en esta cosa, sobriedad.
So God is looking at this,
Dios está mirando esto,
and looking at our society in the world today.
En el mundo hoy,
you say,
y dice,
oh, culture's changed, times change.
Cultura ha cambiado, tiempo ha cambiado.
The word of God does not change.
La palabra de Dios no cambia.
Why do you go to Israel?
¿Por qué va usted a Israel?
And suddenly sisters aren't feeling out of place anymore.
De repente las hermanas no se sienten fuera del
Because the Jews understand that it's an abomination for a woman to put on a garment that pertains to a man.
Para una mujer que se ponga a vestidura de
Most women in Israel are wearing a dress.
La mayoría de las mujeres en Israel
It's not strange for them.
No es extraño para ellos.
It's normal for them.
Es una cosa normal para ellas.
But what is it?
¿Pero qué es?
Our society has been destroyed
ha sido destruida
by feminism.
Por feminismo.
And that's where it comes back to.
Donde bien
it's women's rights, and it's directly connected.
Derechos de mujeres y está directamente conectado.
So looking at this whole picture, if you go back
esta foto,
before World War I,
antes de la Guerra Mundial de Primera,
Christian woman would never wear a pair of pants, never wear makeup.
Un pantalón o máscara.
She wouldn't do those things.
No hacían esas cosas.
Every you look at what John Wesley wrote about this.
Usted mira lo que John Wesley escribió acerca
from the 1700s, right?
De los 1700, correcto?
He wrote same escribió things that Brother Branham taught us.
Las mismas cosas que el hermano Branham nos enseñó.
Why? Because it's based on the scriptures.
Porque está basado en la escritura.
All right.
Está bien.
Flashing red light of the sign of his coming.
La destellante luz roja de su venida.
And said even seven women will grab one man and said we'll do our own work.
Que siete mujeres echarán de mano a un hombre y harán su obra.
Let us just take your name to take away our reproach.
Déjanos tomar tu nombre para quitar nuestro reproche.
But he said how glorious will that little branch be that escapes all these things.
Pero dice qué tan gloriosa sería este pequeño renuevo si escapa todas estas cosas.
It'll be holiness unto the Lord in that day.
Hacia el Señor en aquel día.
When real, genuine, born-again women know their place,
cuando genuinas, nacidas nuevas mujeres conocen su lugar,
though they be laughed at and called silly and old-fashioned, everything,
y a pesar de que sean llamadas y se ríen de ellas, que les digan que son moda vieja,
But act like a woman, live like a lady.
Pero actuar como una mujer, como una dama.
Stand like a woman, dress like a woman, talk like a woman, live like a lady.
Habla como una mujer. Una mujer, ¿sabes? Y vive como una dama.
But they were perverted.
Pero ellos fueron pervertidos.
Until it becomes so common that women become so common
que la mujer llegó a ser tan común
that they lived with men.
Que ellos viven con hombres.
The natural perversion from the sex cells had changed its position because that woman had become so cheap.
Porque la mujer ha llegado a ser tan barata.
A few days ago, I was over Tucson.
Estaba encontraba allí en Tucson.
Went to get a loaf of bread.
Quise agarrar un pan.
And there was a boy sitting out there and two little boys in the car. I can't make it bigger, no, sorry. And there was a boy sitting out there.
Y allí estaba un joven.
And two little boys in the car.
Y dos pequeños niños en el carro.
Another come in to get a pack of cigarettes.
Otro entró para agarrar un paquete de cigarrillos.
The old gray-headed gentleman looked down.
El hombre canoso miró.
Who is these cigarettes for, your mother?
¿Para quién son estos cigarros, para tu madre?
Said, no, it's for that boy.
No, es para ese niño,
said,
ese joven.
Is he old enough to have them?
¿Es lo suficiente adulto para que él los pueda tener?
Said, yes, sir.
Dijo, sí, señor.
He looked back like that.
Miró hacia atrás de esta manera.
Now was standing with a loaf of bread and a quart of milk watching.
Y estaba parado ahí con un pan y mirando.
And he went, said, all right, and he gave it to him.
Y él salió y dijo, está bien, y se los dio a él.
He looked back to me and said, I doubt that.
Él miró para atrás a mí y dije, yo dudo eso.
I said, Brother Branham says, he can't get old enough to do it.
Él no puede ponerse lo suficiente viejo.
He ain't old enough at any age.
No es viejo en cualquier edad.
He said, I'll agree with you.
Yo estoy de acuerdo contigo, dijo.
Said, do you have a hard time trying to quit them?
¿Tienes tiempo difícil para quitear con esto?
I said, I never did start them.
Yo nunca comencé.
Said, I never did start them.
Yo nunca comencé.
Said, my parents smoked and used tobacco, but the Lord God kept me from it.
Mis padres fumaron y usaron tobacco, pero el Señor me mantuvo lejos de ello.
He turned and looked at me kind of strange, and he said,
se volteó y me miró un poquito extraño y dijo,
well, I think it's a rotten shame today to see of how, said, used to be we put women on a pedestal.
Bueno, pues que es una vergüenza podrida hoy mirar cómo
we used to put her on a pedestal.
Que la mujer se le ponían antes en un pedestal.
Said we honored her.
Lo honramos.
We took our hat off in her presence.
Nos quitábamos nuestro sombrero en la presencia de la mujer.
We walked down the streets and gentlemen would hear someone make a remark about a certain woman and they'd slap him down.
Y caminamos en la ahí en las calles y miramos que un hombre decía algo acerca de esa mujer y le damos una cachetada.
And said they honored women.
En ese tiempo se honraba a la mujer.
But he said,
pero dijo,
sir, women has brought it on themselves.
Señor, las mujeres lo han traído a ellas mismas.
Said now they don't get up. They used to get up in a streetcar.
Ahora no se paran. Antes se paraban en la calle.
A lady get up, every man would take his hat off and let her sit down.
Una mujer se paraba y todos los hombres se paraban.
Said now it's a push crowd.
Ahora es un montón empujado.
Said they brought it on themselves.
Lo trajeron a ellas mismas.
And that's the truth.
Y esa es la verdad.
That devil hole of Hollywood yonder produced it out on the televisions and magazines till the thing has become a great big pot of filth. That's right.
Ese hoyo del demonio de Hollywood, más allá producido ahí en las televisiones y los cuentos, hasta que toda la cosa ha llegado a ser un gran cosa de suciedad. Eso es correcto.
And I know what you're thinking. I know exactly what the world's response to this nonsense is. They're so foolish.
The
very thing that they would say is, oh, you can't blame a woman for how a man acts. We all have an action and we all have a reaction. And if we both sin, we're both guilty. You can't say it's not my fault if I dress sexy and show off my body. If a man looks at me, sure it is. And it's his fault for looking at you, too. You can't say, I can just do whatever I want to do because I'm a woman. Oh, I'm a woman. I can get by with anything. That might be true. Seems like it today. But not in God's eyes. See, you have to understand, we're living in such a false world. You think that what the way the world thinks is the normal thing, so then you apply that back to the Bible and you say, oh, the Bible must be wrong.
No.
No. I don't think that way exactly.
No, no pienso de esa manera, exactamente.
But, you know,
pero,
we got to update things.
Pero tenemos cosas que
no,
han salido hoy.
We got to go back.
No, tenemos que regresar.
We got to go back to the original.
Tenemos que regresar al original.
Go back to God's design.
Al diseño de Dios.
And we got to say that the world is a liar.
Y debemos decir que el mundo es un
the world engañador. Is lying to you.
El mundo le está mintiendo.
It's trying to program you to think in a certain way.
Está tratando de programarlo para que piense usted de cierta manera.
Universities, I don't care what it is. I went to university too.
No me importa qué es, yo fui a una universidad.
And it was a
también.
Christian college.
Y era una universidad.
And it has an idea and it's pushing this.
Una idea y está empujando esto.
And when you go to the dean of students and tell them there should be no women preachers
y
at
usted va
chapel,
a estos lugares, les dice que no debería mujeres predicadoras,
they'll say the door is that way.
Entonces le dicen usted, ahí está la puerta.
They don't care about the Bible.
No les importa.
They have their own agenda.
Tienen su propia agenda.
They have their own way that they want to do something.
Manera de lo que ellos
because
quieren
why? They're part of the seven women that take hold of Christ and say, we'll have our own bread.
Tenemos nuestro
we have our own system. We have our own program.
Tenemos nuestro propio programa.
We have our. We don't want the fine linen, clean and white.
No queremos ese lino fino.
We want a purple and scarlet robe.
Queremos,
because we want to be a prostitute.
Vestidura porque queremos ser una prostituta.
We want to take in every Tommy Rot.
Queremos
filth.
Tomar cualquier
we want to commit adultery with Satan.
Queremos cometer adulterio con
oh, they're not saying that. They're good people.
Oh, ellos no están diciendo eso. Son
I'm not saying nothing.
No estoy
we're
diciendo
all
nada.
Sinners.
Somos todos pecadores.
We are all in a place where we need God's grace. But someone is going to stand for God's word. Someone is going to believe it. And someone's going to live it. And other people are going to fool themselves that they are. I'm following God's word. Yeah, but what about this verse? What about Acts 2:38? Oh, that's for another age. What about Deuteronomy 22:5? Oh, that's cultural. What about 1 Timothy 2:9? You got to update yourself. You see that this world is in the lap of the wicked one.
En las rodillas del malo.
And so when it puts out a magazine,
cuando pone un
when it puts out a television show,
o una,
when it puts out blog posts and news articles attacking, oh, Jordan Peterson's horrible. He's a model of the old patriarchy. And he's not even an extreme as Brother Branham or you and I are. Or should be. And they want to call these people as a relics of the old time. Well, God, I want more relics of the old time. Because we need to go back to what the Bible says. Not just part of it.
No solo parte.
I realize every preacher could get up and say, let's go back to what the Bible says. And everybody goes, oh, amen.
O vamos a hacerlo.
What did the Bible say is what Brother Branham brought to us. The vindicated word. We don't need to filter it through our filter. We need to get rid of our thinking and let the word of God come into our hearts and change us. And whatever that might be and whatever that looks like, we have to be ready to give our lives completely to Christ. And that's easy to talk about. Oh, if you go overseas and you're arrested and blah, blah. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about at your school and at your work and at the grocery store. Every day that you stand, you speak the truth, you live the truth, you don't compromise, you walk with Him and Him alone. Again, I'm trying to finish this point and I keep veering off of it. Everything that the world is putting out is planting seeds in your mind. Every TikTok, every reel is presenting something that wants you to think something contrary to God's word is normal and right. I feel that's right. I don't care what you feel. And neither does God. It doesn't matter what you're feeling,
no importa cuál es su sentir,
because your heart is desperately wicked.
Porque su corazón está desesperadamente
Who can know how desperately wicked
¿Quién no puede?
It truly is? We don't follow our heart. We don't follow our feelings. We follow the Word of God. We set aside all of those things.
A un lado todas
say,
las cosas
regardless
diciendo,
of how I feel,
no importa
God's Word is the truth.
La palabra es la verdad.
All right.
¿Está bien?
I'm so far off my notes.
Estoy tan lejos de mis notas.
Revelation
18:7.
How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit as a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow.
Cuánto ellas se han glorificado ella misma y vive deliciosamente, tanto tormento y y desgracia se da ella misma, porque ella dijo en su corazón, me siento una reina y no soy viuda y no miraré triste, no miraré tristeza.
This is the church system, the church world.
El sistema de la iglesia del
Mystery
mundo.
Babylon is made up of a mother whore
está hecho de una
and harlot madre. Daughters.
And anytime
you look in the Bible and you see this terminology, you know it's speaking of Israel or the church. This is the book of Revelation. It's speaking of the church. And Paul's fear in 2 Corinthians 11 was that they would receive another spirit and another gospel and another Jesus.
Otro espíritu, otro evangelio y otro Jesús.
Not the one that Paul preached,
no el que Pablo predicó,
that Brother Branham restored us back to,
pero el hermano Branham nos
but rather another Jesus, And his fear was, just like Eve, that they would commit adultery with this other Jesus, this other gospel, and this other spirit. And so when we look at the book of Revelation, and it's speaking of a whore, it's not speaking of Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, California. It's speaking of the false church.
Está hablando de la iglesia falsa.
And the false church is the majority church.
Es la, la iglesia mayoría.
The one that's connected to power.
La, la que está conectado al poder.
Remember.
Recuerde.
What was Israel's main problem? Where did they fail? A lot of times.
Fallaron.
But they failed at two major junctures.
Pero ellos se perdieron los dos
one is,
millones.
They did not want
no querían.
God to be their king.
Que Dios fuera su rey.
They wanted a human king.
Ellos querían un rey humano.
They didn't want God just to raise up a prophet here, raise
ellos
up a
no
judge
querían
here,
solo levantar un profeta aquí,
and God to be in control and leading the nation.
Y guiando las naciones.
Said, we want to be like other nations
no queremos ser como las,
for a king
naciones.
To sit and go in and out
niño se siente
to
que
war
un
for
rey
us.
Que entre y salga y que trabaje para
and
nosotros.
Samuel warned them, okay.
Samuel les advirtió, está bien.
You'll have a king,
usted
but he's going to take
rey.
Everything from you.
Pero les va
he's going to tax
todo.
You to death, and it's going to be your undoing.
Les va a hacer, los va a poner impuestos hasta la muerte.
Then their next undoing was
su, el siguiente
when God sent his prophets
hicieron,
to warn them to repent.
Cuando Dios envió un profeta para advertirles,
instead of repenting,
y en lugar de arrepentirse,
they turned to Egypt.
Se volvieron a Egipto,
they turned to Babylon, to
a
other
Babilonia
nations.
Y otras naciones.
Save us. And God begins to explain in graphic detail in the book of Ezekiel how Israel and the house of Judah has committed adultery against him by turning to other nations and trusting in other nations. When was their victory? When they repented and they said, God, you see what they say. That's what Hezekiah said. God, you see what they're saying. See, he trusted in God. They trusted in alliances. And trusting in an alliance, it's a prostitute. What did the church do under Constantine? Politics and church joined together. They didn't trust in God. They trusted in the political system of the day. And what do we have today in America? A church that's trusting in the Republican Party to deliver them. Well, I'm not trusting in the political party to deliver me. I'm not trusting in Donald Trump to set me free.
Para que me libre. No, no
I'm looking to God.
Estoy mirando hacia Dios.
I'm trusting in God.
Estoy confiando en Dios.
But it's a prostitute.
Pero es una
that's what the church world is today.
Es la, la
they've turned and trusted in politics
se voltearon y confiaron en política.
And in another Jesus.
Y en otro Jesús.
Not the one that Paul preached.
No el que Pablo
a different
predicó.
One.
Diferente.
This is what they've done as a result.
Esto es lo que han hecho por,
because thou sayest,
porque ustedes dicen,
I'm rich and increased with goods,
rica.
Have need of nothing, knowest thou not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. There is the Lord Jesus. He came down to manifest himself. Came down to reveal himself.
Vino para revelarse.
What is the church's response?
¿Qué, cuál es la respuesta de las iglesias?
You're not welcome to come in here. You have to be on the outside.
Tú tienes que estar fuera. No eres bienvenido aquí.
We don't want your word.
No queremos tu palabra.
We don't want your presence.
No queremos tu presencia.
We already have it.
Ya la ten, ya tenemos.
See, can you imagine? They're sitting there thinking, oh, Jesus, we love you. We love you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesús,
and Jesus comes
Jesús.
And says,
y Jesús viene y toca.
You want to hear my voice?
¿Quieres escuchar mi voz?
They, and what does they say?
¿Y que ellos dicen?
I'm rich.
Soy rica.
I'm increased with goods.
Tengo
I don't
riqueza.
Need anything.
No necesito nada.
You say, well, that's just talking about material wealth.
Usted se
no,
está llamando de
it's talking about a spiritual reality.
Está hablando de una realidad
saying we have all the theologians
oh,
of history.
Tenemos todos los teólogos.
Look at all of our books. Our shelves are full
libros.
Of the greatest theologians of history.
Estantes están llenos de estos libros.
All of them know Greek and Hebrew and German, and they can tell you all about John Calvin and everyone else. We're so rich in our great history of our church. And Jesus says,
y Jesús dice,
what about me?
¿Qué de
I'm
mí?
Here to show myself to you.
Estoy aquí para mostrarme a
That's
ti.
Not you. We
Eso
have
no eres
you.
Tú. Lo tenemos.
That's their approach.
Ese es su acercamiento
and
de Dios.
The response is,
su respuesta es,
you're miserable, wretched,
miserable,
poor, and pobre, blind, and naked.
Ciega, miserable,
if you can't see that that's the reality, if you've been around the message this long, you can't see that's the reality of the church world.
No ha estado lo suficiente el mensaje, no puedes mirar esto.
Lord help you
Entonces, que
with
Dios
the blindness
que,
because
con su ceguera,
they're so blind.
Porque ellos están
they're
ciegos,
so
tan,
it's a political system.
Es un sistema
Even
político.
The churches themselves
Aun las iglesias mismas
are political systems.
Son sistemas políticos.
Just go try to preach Acts 2:38 in any of them.
Tan solo vaya y
Just try it.
Hechos 2:38
Test it out.
En cualquiera.
See what happens.
Pruébelo y mire lo que pasa.
Revelation 17.
Revelación
now we're going to see the clothing
Ahora vestimos
of these
la
seven women.
De estas siete mujeres.
And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
Uno de los siete ángeles que tenía las siete copas habló conmigo diciendo, Ven acá y te mostraré la sentencia contra la gran ramera que está sentada sobre muchas aguas.
With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Han fornicado los reyes de la tierra y los moradores de la tierra se han embriagado con el vino de su fornicación.
Think about that. What was the wine in her cup?
En su copa?
The blood
la sangre
of the martyrs of Jesus Christ.
De los mártires de Jesucristo.
That's how much
Así
she
es que
turned against God.
Se volteó en contra de Dios.
She's filled up her cup.
Llenó su copa.
And who else could this be?
¿Y quién más puede ser?
Besides the Roman Catholic Church.
Aparte de la Iglesia Católica Romana.
And any denomination
y cualquier denominación
that's connected to it.
Que está conectada a ella.
She's filled up, she's drunk
está borracha
on the blood of the martyrs.
En la sangre de los mártires.
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemies, having seven heads and ten horns.
Me llevó en el espíritu al desierto y vi una mujer sentada sobre una bestia escarlata llena de nombres de blasfemia que tenía siete cabezas y diez cuernos.
See her clothing. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
Y la mujer estaba vestida de púrpura escarlata y adornada de oro, de piedras preciosas, de perlas, y tenía en la mano un cáliz de oro lleno de abominaciones y de la inmundicia de su fornicación.
This is the clothing
Esta es la vestidura
that these seven women have clothed themselves in.
Con la que estas siete mujeres se han vestido con.
The clothing
la vestidura
of wealth.
De riqueza.
The clothing of prostitution.
Vestidura de prostitución.
She's dressed as a harlot.
Está vestida como prostituta.
Why? Because she has reversed God's order.
Porque ella ha puesto el orden de Dios.
Instead of Christ being the head of the church, him having the preeminence, we have a church world that's flipped that around.
Tenemos una iglesia que ha sido volteada.
Now the church, in their mind, the bride
la novia
has preeminence
tiene
over Christ
sobre Cristo.
Because we
porque
are the Orthodox
somos los
and we control it.
Y lo controlamos.
Just try to quote the Bible verse to an Orthodox person, whether
Trate
they're
de
Greek Orthodox, Coptic,
en una iglesia
Roman Catholic, whatever they
Fíjense,
might be.
Cualquiera que sea,
we
nosotros
gave you the Bible.
La Biblia.
That's what they say. We gave you the Bible.
Te dimos la Biblia.
So it's the church, the authority of the church
la autoridad de la iglesia
that has produced
que ha producido
the Bible.
La Biblia.
I remember I was
Recuerdo,
in a class at Bethel.
En una,
and
en una clase en Bethel.
After I spoke to the,
Después de que hablé a,
the Orthodox priest, he said that to me.
Sacerdote ortodoxo, me dijo
I said, it's very strange. You produce the Bible and you refuse to follow
extraño.
It.
Tú produces la Biblia y
What do you mean?
No la sigues. ¿Qué quieres decir?
I said,
decir?
Read Acts 2:38 and think about it.
Lee Hechos 2:38.
The original church followed Acts 2:38.
El original siguió Hechos 2:38.
And you've made your own doctrine.
Y ustedes hicieron su propia doctrina.
We should go back to what
regresar.
The original church brought to us.
A lo que la iglesia original nos trajo.
It's not the authority of the church
no es la
over Christ.
De la iglesia sobre Cristo.
It's Christ.
Es Cristo.
What does he do?
¿Qué hace?
He has seven stars
tiene siete estrellas
in his hand.
En su mano.
And he sends those
y manda
to lead the church.
A lidiar la iglesia, a
and
la iglesia.
From there, there's a fivefold ministry
y hay un quinto
that must preach what
que tiene
the
que
seven star,
siete
the star for their age, preaches.
Empezaron de en las edades con sus
if you're not following that message,
si usted no sigue ese mensaje,
you're not right with God.
Usted no está bien con Dios.
You're not following the word.
No está siguiendo la palabra.
There's also another dress.
Hay también otra vestidura.
One that's provided.
Una que es provista.
One that God gives.
Una que Dios da.
We won't read it. We're short
no
on time.
Estamos cortos en tiempo.
But the bride makes herself ready.
Se alista.
And because she makes herself ready,
por cuanto ella se alista,
it's granted to her
se le ha sido dada
that she would be clothed.
Será vestida.
Not she's clothing herself.
No,
she's providing her own clothing.
Que ella está proveyendo su propia vestidura,
but she's given
pero a ella se le
a
sido
gift.
Dada un regalo.
She's arrayed in fine linen, clean and white.
Está vestida.
For the fine linen is the righteousness of
porque
saints.
El lino fino es la justicia de los santos.
Ephesians 5 tells us that
nos dice,
Christ would sanctify and cleanse the church, his bride,
iglesia, su novia,
by the washing of water by
del agua,
the word.
De la palabra.
Remember,
recuerde,
Ephesians 4 tells us exactly how
cómo
Christ will operate with his church.
Cristo operará con su iglesia, opera
not by councils.
No por consejos,
not by creeds.
No por credos.
It says he ascended up on high,
dice que ella
led captivity alto, captive, and gave gifts unto men.
Y da algo
and he
manera.
Gave some
y les da algunos
apostles and
apostles,
some prophets,
algunos profetas,
some evangelists,
algunos evangelistas,
and some pastors and teachers
y maestros,
for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry.
Para la palabra de
he didn't say he sent apostolic succession.
Él no dijo que mandó una sucesión apostólica.
He didn't say he sent a church council.
Envió un consejo de iglesia.
I want you to think about
quiero que
where the basis, Jerusalem Council.
Donde las bases, el
they write to Jerusalem and say, what should we do?
¿Qué haremos, dice?
What should we do about these people, these Gentiles
acerca de esta gente, los
that have received the Holy Ghost?
Que buscarían el Espíritu Santo.
Should we make them do this and do that and do the other thing?
Esto, aquello,
should they first become Jewish?
Deberían ellos llegar a ser primero judíos.
And then they can be welcome to the church.
Entonces pueden ser bienvenidos a la iglesia.
Hey guys, are you so dense?
Ustedes están tan densos.
Are you so blind?
Tan ciegos.
God had already welcomed them to the church.
Les dio la
he says, don't call them unclean,
no los llames,
which I've made clean.
Lo que yo limpié.
And Paul never followed any of what that Jerusalem council said.
Y Pablo nunca siguió nada
not a word
de
of
ese
it.
Consejo de,
God had already done it. He'd already accomplished
hecho,
it.
Ya lo
and here's man saying, well, see,
y aquí están ellos
even aún. God called men, anointed men,
uno
to form a council
un consejo,
and say,
y dice,
well, is God allowed to do this?
¿Se le permite a Dios hacer esto? ¿Qué?
He's already doing it. Just sit down and shut up.
Lo está haciendo, está
let God do
siéntate,
what
cállate.
God does.
Deja que Dios
God has already
Dios
vindicated
hace.
It.
Dios ya lo vindicó.
Peter's already proven it in the Bible that
Pedro
this was going to happen.
En la Biblia que esto iba a pasar.
So let God do it.
Deja que Dios lo haga.
But this is man. This is
pero
the approach
este
of man.
Este
they form the Nicene
hombre.
Council and then the
forman
Constantinople Council and then this
de Nicea,
council and that council.
Y este concilio, y aquel concilio.
Not the way God has ordained it.
De la manera que Dios
no one looked to the Bible
no, ahora,
said, how should we solve this problem?
¿Cómo deberíamos resolver
Lord,
problema, Señor?
Send us a man of God
send
that would preach the word
de Dios,
of God.
Que predica la palabra de Dios,
that we could line ourselves up with
que
that.
Nos podemos alinear
oh man, that would take all the politics out of it.
Oh, Dios mío, eso quería todo
that would take all the whole system out
quitaría
of it.
Todo el sistema
that would destroy
ella.
Our whole
eso
program.
Destruiría todo nuestro programa.
Yeah.
Sí.
Isn't that the history of the entire Bible, everyone? The whole Bible is simply this. God wants to be your king. He wants to be your supreme ruler.
Su gobernador
he doesn't
supremo.
Want another king.
Él no quiere otro rey.
Doesn't want you to have mixed
no
loyalty.
Que tenga una,
I read this the other day. It amazed me.
Que sea usted fiel en otro lugar.
The Egyptians, when they went out and fought their battles,
cuando salieron y pelearon sus batallas,
they had a tabernacle set up for the king.
Tenían un tabernáculo listo para el rey.
And it was like they had the outer court, and they had an inner court,
la corte de
and
fuera,
the king sat on a chair
la corte interna, y el rey se sentaba en una silla
with angel's wings
con
around it.
Alas de ángeles alrededor.
And their king was a god.
Y su rey era un Dios.
And you see, what did God want to do? He wanted to be that king for his people.
Para su gente.
Here's the tabernacle, and it's based on what's in heaven already.
Basado en lo que está en el siete.
Yeah, and there it is, the Ark of the Covenant.
El Arca del Pacto.
Who's going to sit on it?
¿Quién se va a sentar en ella?
No, a supernatural pillar of fire is going to rest there
va a descansar
in that
ahí,
place
en ese lugar,
and lead his people.
Y va a guiar a su gente.
And God's going to raise up a prophet.
Y Dios va a levantar un profeta.
When the people of Israel would turn the wrong way, he raised up a judge. He raised up a prophet.
Cuando
whatever the need was, God can raise it up.
Se vuelva él hace eso.
That
él
is God's program and purpose.
Es el programa de Dios.
All this politics and, well, we have a priesthood.
Oh, bueno,
and now the priesthood becomes a political system.
Ahora el sacerdocio
never God's program. Never God's
político.
Way. Certainly no there was supposed to be a priesthood.
Ciertamente un sacerdocio.
But we also know it was supposed to be done away with. It was prophesied to be done away with. And even at the very beginning, he says, my purpose is for you to be a nation and a kingdom of priests.
Yes.
That's God's purpose. That's God's program. He gave them the covenant, and they failed. Right?
Correcto.
What does he do with the new covenant? He says, this is not going to fail. As much as man gets involved and makes a mistake, but in the seventh age, I'm going to have a bride. She won't fail because I'm coming down myself, because this is the age I'm going to do what I intended to do from the very beginning. He comes down himself, and he is the God King of his people. What's his name? The Lord Jesus Christ. And he is leading his church. And she won't, the true bride will not denominate,
la verdadera novia no se denominará,
but she'll follow the program that God has.
El programa que
God
Dios
will
tiene.
Raise up ministers that
Dios
will preach the word. He'll raise up shepherds that will feed the people and not feed themselves.
Que levantarán a la gente, no se van a alimentar ellos mismos.
And we look at the hour that we're living in,
miramos a la hora en la que estamos
and
viviendo,
we see a church world that is a perfect reflection. They don't know if they're a man or a woman anymore. See, that's the end result. I've gotten to 22 of my 121 slides. So that's what we've gotten to in this age.
That
I have all the history and progress and everything about feminism and the falling of the woman,
la caída de la mujer,
the falling of the standards of godliness. I have it all.
La caída de la
so whenever I come back, I'll
santidad.
Continue again. But
cuando regrese, continuaré una vez más.
This feminist spirit is resulting in the fact that the people are perverted.
La gente
and Brother Branham says science has produced death,
ha producido
disease, sickness.
Esa enfermedad.
He said civilization, science, and education are all of the devil.
Son todas del diablo.
Why they have a program,
okay. Yeah. Un programa
that's taking us in a certain way to conform our minds
para conformar nuestras mentes
to the ways of the world.
A la manera del mundo.
And this y purpose, feminism is inserted in this
feminismo es insertado
because
en esto,
Christ is going to have a bride without spot or wrinkle in this day.
Mancha y arruga.
So the devil has to make it very complicated,
tiene que hacerlo muy complicado,
very difficult
muy difícil,
for a sister to follow the word of God and understand the word of God in our day and age.
En nuestra edad.
There's so many things I want to say in closing. Musicians, if you come. Here is the.
Aquí está.
We sing. Do you know that song, The More That I Surrender? If not, I'll sing it. We see this progression.
Miramos esta progresión.
Now we've progressed. It's just not women's rights. It's what is a woman?
Ahora
we don't know. We have no idea what a woman is. It's so muddied the waters and brought a confusion to the world and to society, because there has to be a bride without spot and wrinkle that knows her place and knows her position. And the women that make up that bride also need to know their place and their position, based on the word of God. And the men need to know their position. The men should be men. And the women should be real ladies. And pattern themselves after what Paul taught. Not pattern themselves after what the world is teaching. Because the world is leading to chaos.
Porque el mundo está guiando a caos,
and depression,
y depresión,
suicide rates, depression rates, anxiety,
cosas de suicidio,
all of these things are increasing.
Cosas se están,
Brother Branham said it's Satan's Eden.
El hermano
it's not a better world to live in.
No es un mejor
our science
mundo
of today,
nuestra ciencia de hoy,
our educational system,
educación, sistema educacional,
our government systems,
nuestros,
the civilization, has it made a better world for us?
Ha hecho un mundo mejor para nosotros.
I don't think anyone
no quiero
can
que
say
ninguno
that it has.
Decir que lo ha hecho.
I don't think anyone can
no
look at it
alguien lo puede mirar
with common sense
con sentido
and
común
say, boy,
decir,
oh, I'm sure appreciative of what science has produced.
De seguro aprecio lo que la ciencia
it's produce. Destroying us. It's
nos
killing
está destruyendo,
us.
Nos está matando.
The food,
la comida,
the technology,
la tecnología,
it's killing us.
Nos está matando.
And it's making us sicker,
haciendo,
more depressed,
enfermos,
more anxious.
Más ansiosos.
Why don't we turn away from the things of the world?
No dejamos las cosas
why don't
del mundo?
We change what our passion is?
¿Por qué no cambiamos qué es nuestra pasión?
Because ultimately what your passion is revealing what's in your heart.
Se está revelando en su
let's
corazón.
Turn our passion
vamos a
to be to God,
nuestra pasión que
to
sea
His word,
Dios, a esta
to
palabra,
His light, His life.
A su vida.
Not to the Vikings,
hacia los vikingos,
not to sports and entertainment. Again, that's the ways of the world. It's going to make you feel depressed. If you're a Vikings fan, if you're a Minnesota sports fan, you're going to be depressed. But any fan, it's always chasing something that you have for a little bit and then you lose. You have a little bit and then you lose. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't bring lasting joy. You know that. Drinking and partying and all these things doesn't bring lasting joy. It brings greater disappointment. If we would embrace what God says, we'd follow His word, He would give us peace. In the midst of a lot of troubles and trials, but He would give us peace. Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
we come to you, Lord, and we're
ti,
so thankful
Señor,
for your word.
Tan agradecidos por tu palabra.
I pray again as I prayed
más,
at the beginning.
Oré en el principio.
We don't want to be conformed to
no
the ways of the world. We want to follow your word.
Queremos seguir tu palabra.
We want to live for you with
queremos
all of our hearts,
vivir
Lord.
Por ti con todos nuestros corazones, Señor.
Let us not take in the indoctrination that this world provides.
Que tome una indoctrinación que el mundo provee.
But let us feed on your word.
Pero déjanos alimentarnos en tu palabra.
That we would not only
que no tan solo
know
sabemos
the light and
la vida,
know the life,
y conocer
but that we
la vida.
Would become
pero
the light.
Llegaremos a ser
we become
la vida.
The life, Lord. We commit ourselves to you.
Nos
for your glory we ask
en ti.
In
por
Jesus' name.
Pedimos.
Amen.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Let's worship the Lord together.
Vamos a orar al Señor juntamente.
The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my cares, the more He takes control. The more that I can humble myself, the more He lifts me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love you more. And it gets easier to understand this road I'm traveling down. No more wandering or wavering. I'm standing on solid ground, and I know I'm headed to my future home. The voice I hear is yours alone, and every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Amen. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. Let's stand and worship him. The more that I release my cares, the more he takes control. The more that I can humble myself, the more he lifts me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love you more. The problems I had won yesterday are mere stepping stones to a higher place. The trials that seem so awesome to me are now my patterns of victory, and I know I'm headed to my future home. The voice I hear is yours alone. Every day I live, Lord, I love you more. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my cares, the more he takes control. The more that I can humble myself, the more he lifts me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love you more. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my cares, the more he takes control. The more that I can humble myself, the more he lifts me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love you more. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my cares, the more he takes control. That I can humble myself, the more he lifts me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Amen. Brother Juan.
Heavenly Father, you are so good to us. Huh?
Amen.
Just want to thank you. Have him bring us to you through your prophet, through your message. We are so blessed.
Amen.
The darkness that is outside is so dense. Yet people doesn't see it. Lord, thank you. And there is one more. Bring us to him. And through you, Father, we can bring this light.
Amen.
To them. Thanks for all the things that you have done up today, Father, and what you're going to do tomorrow and the next day.
Amen.
So we can be there with you, united as one. Blessed be your name, Father. We ask all these things in the precious name that is above all name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. The more that I surrender, myself, the more he lifts me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love you more.